DJW Mobile.
DJW in 4HHC.
Hey, Warren, how are you doing?
I've got an antenna question for you. Aren't you the antenna wizard?
Oh, negative. I play with them like everybody else. And they either work or they don't. What's the question?
I've got an 11-element Cushcraft 2-meter beam. And the other two, or actually I've got three of them, but I'm thinking of not using the two that are phased. So I'm just going to put up one. And it's going to be the middle antenna on the mask. So how will that work okay, vertically polarized with the mask going right through it?
At least 10 feet of separation over and above, over and under.
JQY.
We have some more knowledge here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to break into the conversation real quick. Just put up a new antenna, just seeing how it's hitting the repeater. Can you give me a copy?
You're really, really strong into there. It's working good.
Great, thank you. It's amazing what some speaker wire can do. I appreciate the help, guys.
No problem. So, Warren, anytime, break in there. That's what we're here for. So, Warren, do you have at least 10 feet of vertical separation between these antennas?
I was thinking I had 7 on the 3-element 20, 15, and 10-meter beam. And I was going to go up 7 feet to have then the 2-meter beam. Are you thinking I need 10 feet?
Well, that's what recommended. That you don't have to have that. I have them that aren't directly over and under each other that are less than that. But what happens is they get in a portion of the major lobe of the other antenna when it's transmitting, and you'll hear it even if it's cross band. Even if it's, if you get too close to it, and what you really don't want to do is make sure that you don't get exactly one wavelength or two wavelengths or three wavelengths away from the other antenna, because that's as good as plugging the coax of one antenna into the receiver of the other one and keying it up. You don't want to do that.
Would not be good. Definitely would not want to do that. So I don't know, if I go up 10 feet, I mean, I can go up 10 feet, and it would just be on the top then, so I just have the mask, you know, go up halfway into the 2-meter beam.
Well, if you're over and under, right, if you're over and under with vertical polarization, then you're in the deep null of the other antenna. So that's your advantage by being over and under. You just don't want to be side by side and like side by side at exactly one wavelength. You really don't want to do that. Right? Over and under, you're fine with 7 feet. It's just if you start hearing one on the other, you'll know you need a few more feet. So it's okay to start off with 7 because you're in the deep null, so you're protected by being over and under. Now it just becomes do I hear annoying noise that I want to get rid of? A question of that at that point.
Well, that's good to know. So on the bottom, I'm going to put my 3-element high gain tri-bander. It's got 20, 15, and 10. So that'll be on the bottom, right above the tower. And then I've got 10 feet of mast that goes up above that, so I can go up to 10. I was thinking maybe of putting a 440 on top and putting the other one, the 2-meter, you know, like about 6 or 7 feet above the HF beam. Over.
You can do that. I would try it and see how, I mean, if it's not too much trouble going up and down the tower, I would try it because, for example, one of those that you chase satellites with has 70 centimeters and 2 meters right on the same one, or same beam, co-located, and it works. You're transmitting on one while you're simultaneously listening on the other one, and then vice versa when you're transmitting, right? Well, you understand, you get the gist of, you can hear yourself, it's full duplex. If it's not too much trouble going up and down the tower, I would try it the way that you like it, the most convenient, and then know that if you have a problem with one interfering with the other, you know what you've got to do at that point.
Definitely leave the full mask up there, even if I don't use it right away, because I may want to then slide it up a little bit. But good information, Dave. I appreciate it a lot.
Anytime. Nice talking to you. I'm just getting home from the grocery store. I got to unload a month's worth of groceries. So, anyway, hope to catch you on the net in a little bit. N4HHC. I haven't used your call in a long time, so I hope I got that right. W4DJW. Catch you later, Warren.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, no, we had a great test session today. We'll announce it tonight, but we have some new hams and some upgrades, so really, really neat. Good session this morning. All right, 73, good to chat with you, and thanks for the information. N4HHC.
Yeah, that is good information. Good news. Always good news when we get more and more. And younger and younger is what I'm hearing, too. That's good. That's a double good. But I heard while I'm building my airplanes in the new airplane room, I have a handheld sitting up high. And I was listening to them talk about that. That's really, really good. I'm glad you guys do that. Anyway, take care. I got to unload groceries. W4DJW. Catch you later.